Hello, everybody out there in farm country. Congress is coming back, and it would be nice if they would sit down and get something done. Their approval rating is a dismal 18%. As low as President Bush's rating is, it's still almost twice that of the Congress. Congress can start by completing the Corps of Engineers Locks and Dams bill. We have a lot of grain to ship on our inland water system. Next, the Senate needs to concentrate on writing a farm bill now that the House has shown the way. Also, work still needs to be done on the immigration legislation. Even if we can't pass a comprehensive bill, we need some certainty that we can get the labor we need to do the work. Butcher the hogs, pick the strawberries, build the houses. We don't want to outsource our ag industry to other countries. And I hope the Congress got the message during the August break. Go to work. Calculating every vote on how many political points can be scored is not what we elected them for. They are pathetic. Not only did they fail on immigration legislation, they have not been able to muster 1 ounce of courage to deal with the runaway cost of Social Security, Medicaid, and Medicare. At least President Bush tried. But the Congress has been afraid to touch those entitlement programs. I would hope that our presidential candidates can be forced to detail some solid, realistic solutions. I talked earlier about the need we have in this country to do a lot of hard work and dirty work. This is Labor Day weekend. My hat is off to the hardworking men and women that keep the wheels turning. And I'm not talking about the corporate executives or the lawyers or the high-powered professionals. We need them. We need everyone. But the big professionals would get nothing done if it weren't for the millions of worker bees. Someone to fix your washing machine. Someone to plow the snow and can the tomatoes and grow the sweet corn and build the barns and manufacture the tractors and the cars. Millions of dedicated workers not getting rich, but putting food on the table for their families. That's the United States of America, still a melting pot of men and women in a free economy, working to get ahead, and in the process, showcasing our country as the envy of the world. Have a great Labor Day, and I am John Block, and next week, I'll be down on the farm.